Romans 8:31, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, everybody say, if God be for us. If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. I simply want to preach, if God be for us. Amen. If God be for us. Amen. Set your Bibles down and lift your hands to the Lord and your voices to the Lord. Come on, I need some prayer warriors to help me pray. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. Come on, cry out a little bit louder. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Jesus. Come on, is anybody thankful for what God has done in their life? Hallelujah. Anybody thankful for what He brought you out of? Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Amen. You can be seated. I want to preach, if God, everybody say, if God be for us. So give me just a minute and to explain a couple things, or and then we're gonna have a lot of fun. Praise God. Amen. Church is supposed to be fun. Amen. Are y'all having fun yet? Hallelujah. Amen. It's good to have the Robertsons home. Amen. After 2 weeks gone, my Lord. Amen. He's been in Brazil, and she don't like us enough to stay here with us. If he's not here, so she went to California to see her people. But anyway, we love both of them. Special people in this church. Everybody's special in this church. Hallelujah. Not special like special. I mean, you're all wonderful. Amen. God's good. Everybody say, if God. If God be for us, this is called a conditional. Everybody say conditional. Conditional clause or a conditional sentence. It means that if this event happens or if a certain criteria happens, or then the rest of the sentence can be completed or perfected. Amen. It means that this sentence could happen or it could not happen. That's what conditional means. Amen. And everybody likes to think that God is for us, but I hope He is, but it's conditional. Well, hell, it's already getting quiet like a... Amen. If is conditional. It could happen. It could not happen. And so Paul would write, he would say, if God be for us, conditionally, if God be for us, then who can be against us? Amen. If we get God on our side, is what he's saying, you don't have to worry about anything else in this life. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. If this condition happens, if this event happens, if God does get on our side, if this happens, what the Bible is saying, that there's not a man, there's not a devil, there's not a situation, there's not a government power. There's not an entity anywhere that can defeat us, that could block us, that could stop us, that could close doors that God has already opened for us. If God be for us, anything is possible. Hey, I come to build somebody's faith in this house. Hallelujah. And when this thought process begins to solidify in your mind, if God is for me, if God gets on my side, if I get God's favor, I don't have to spend my time focusing on what's coming against me. I don't have to lay awake at night worrying whether it's going to work or not, whether I'm going to survive or not, whether we're going to make it or not, whether we're going to go over or not. Hey, I come to take the worries out of you tonight. Hey, man, all you got to do is make sure you get God on your side. I wish somebody obeyed the Holy Ghost right now. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Amen. It's time to shift our focus away from everything that's wrong to everything that's right. Shift our focus away from everything that has no power to the one who has all power. Hey, I don't need to figure out how to win the battle. I don't know if I have to figure out how to win. Defeat the lion, defeat the bear, defeat the giant. It don't matter. All I got to do is get God hooked up to my side, and there won't be a man. Come on, clap your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. I want to get God on my side. I want to keep God on my side. How are you going to get God on your side? You're going to do right. Start living right. Start making the right decisions. Hallelujah. I spend a whole lot of time in prayer, and I'm praying this. God, search my heart out. You think, oh, Lord, the pastor's heart's messed up. No, I don't know that it's messed up. I want to make sure it don't get messed up. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, the heart is deceitful above all things. You can think you're right. You can believe you're right. But it don't matter what you think. It matters what thus saith the word of God. That's why I get up every morning and I begin to pray, God, search my heart out today. If you find anything in me that don't belong, take it out. It's not the end of the world if you end up messing up. You just got to get back up. It's not the end of your walk with God. If you make a mistake, you just get back up. Hey, you got to get God on your side and keep him on your side. Hallelujah. Lift your hands to the Lord together. Hallelujah. 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 The devil's a liar. I'm tired of the devil lying to people, telling people you're going under. The devil has no authority to tell you anything. He has no authority to tell you anything. And you have no authority to listen to anything he tells you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to tell you, God, he gave me a word to preach to this church tonight. It don't matter what comes against us. If we got God on our side, if God is with us, hallelujah. That's why I prayed most of the day today. I didn't know. I quit asking God to help me preach better. I just started asking God to stay by my side. All I need is God to back me up. All you need is God to back you up.
You don't have to be a theologian. You don't have to have the loudest voice. You don't have to be the smartest one in the room. You just need God to back you up. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. When you have God for you, everybody say, when God is for you, there's more for you than is against you. Hallelujah. All you have to do is get God on your side, and immediately you've got more going for you than you got coming against you. Matter of fact, it ain't even fair, really. It's not even... I'm trying to tell somebody, you can make it. You can make it. There's more. You get linked up with God. You got more going for you. If every trial in the world hits you at the same time, like it hit Job, you're still going to make it if God's on your side. Don't get angry about the trial. Don't get upset when things don't work out like you think it should. You don't know what conversations are going on in the spiritual realm. Well, I prayed and it didn't happen fast enough. Let me tell you what happens when you pray. Angels get dispatched. Come on, Daniel. Don't stop praying now. Daniel, the answer didn't come today, but keep on praying. God's for you. God's for you. Daniel, keep praying. Well, I sought God and it didn't happen. I prayed all week long. It seemed like nothing happened. Well, you can't see what's happening. We're looking through a glass, the Bible said, kind of darkly. We can't even really see what's going on, but we know what to do. When you, I can tell you, you cannot pray and something not happen. He that goeth forth weeping, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless. Dallas, come again, bearing his sheaves with him. When you pray, my friend, something's going to happen. 14 days, Daniel prayed, nothing happened. 20 days, 3 weeks, Daniel prays and nothing happens. Amen, but on the 21st day, God shows up. He sends his angel to speak to Daniel. Daniel, the first day you started praying, God ended my vacation and sent me on a mission. And as soon as I started to head your way, the devil got mad about it and tried to slow it down. But I may be a little bit late, but I'm here and I got your answer. Hey, if God be for you, why has it always been running? Hallelujah. Why is it only men running this church? I thought when we got new aisles, hallelujah. Praise God. I'll give you another chance in a minute. Hallelujah. Everybody say, there's more for me than is against me. Numerically, the Bible would teach us that there's more for us than against us. Revelations, the 12th chapter, the Bible says, there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon having seven heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head, and his tail drew the third part. Everybody say the third part. Of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. Most theologians will tell you that this means when Lucifer fell into rebellion, he drug 1/3 of the angels out of heaven with him. Amen. Sound like a sad story. He drug a bunch of angels out of heaven. But numerically, let me just preach to you a little while. Amen. If he only took 1/3, that means for every one devil that comes against you, there's at least 2 angels that are here to help you. It's 2 against 1 all day long. Hey, for every confusion that comes against you, I believe there's at least 2 answers that God's got. He can send you. Every time you think you're backed in a corner, I believe there's 2 more options that God's got to get you out of that corner. My Bible said he'll make a way. A way of escape. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. 2 against 1 all day long. But even assessing the battle numerically doesn't really tell the whole story, because it doesn't even factor in God. People shout about 2 angels for every devil. That don't even compare. Because God said to Isaiah, who are you going to compare me to? How many do I count for? Hallelujah. Hey, I'm going to preach to somebody. If you get God on your side, you don't have to live in that. Some people think, boy, if I just had an angel to come help me. My Lord, I got angels in camp round about me. I'm thankful for it. I'm sure they've helped me out. But I got more than angels in camp round about me. I got the Spirit of God inside of me. It's walking with me. It's living with me. It's leading me. It's ordering me. I've got it all. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Take that, devil. Take that, devil. Hallelujah. I mean, there's more for you. There's more for you. Think, boy, I got a lot of stuff coming against me. You may have, but listen to me. You got a lot for you. Trying to encourage somebody. Amen. Say, boy, if I could just get an angel. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is what David was saying in Psalms 148. Hey, I have no idea how loud I am. This is a new building. If I'm too loud, amen. Praise God. If I'm too quiet, I got too many things on my mind to worry about that right now. This is what David was saying. Psalms 148, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his host. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Where are those at? That may be the sea that they talked about. The Bible said, let them, all that stuff I just said, praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. For he commanded and they were created. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's more angels than there are devils. But I ain't even worried about all that. God created the angels and he told them, you worship me. Hang on. Psalm 62 and 11, he would say this, God hath spoken once, and twice have I heard this, the power belongeth unto God. Romans 13 and 1, he would say, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Jesus said in Matthew 28, 18, all power. Everybody say all power. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. The only power that your trial has, it was given by God. The only power the devil has, it was given by God. The only power the angels have, it was given by God. And if God be for us, come on, I'm going to help somebody. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Everybody say all power belongs to God. This is why David would say in Psalms 27, 1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom? The best songs are scripture songs. David said, whom shall I fear? He said, the Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Hallelujah. Come on, I come to help somebody. Amen. The phrase, fear not, or do not be afraid, or be courageous, or take no thought, or don't worry. These phrases are mentioned like 500 times in the Bible. Hallelujah. You know, all we need is a good understanding. I know I'm in a Holy Ghost-filled church, but we still need an understanding. We're still frail human beings. We still go through trials, Brother Preston. We still get to walk through dry places. Amen. The man that would write that would also say, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Hey, come on. I'm trying to get somebody reconciled back up with God. I know this is simple. I know this is elementary. But you can blame God if you don't like this. If you're sitting like a knot on a log, just talk to God about it after church. This is what he told me to preach tonight. Hallelujah. If God, it's conditional. It's conditional. Everybody say it's conditional. If God be for us, he told Moses, there's not a man to be able to stand before you. That's why I don't stress out when people come against me. I go back to the prayer room. Just want to make sure you're with me still, God. When I get connected back up with God, any fear I may have had is gone. Any worry I may have had is gone. When it looks like trouble's coming, I don't worry about trouble. I go back. Tell you what worries me. Make sure I'm still with you, God. Make sure you're still with me. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to help somebody go to a new level if you'll open up your ears tonight and receive the Word of God. You don't have to fight this battle by yourself. Hallelujah. People that are close to God, they think different than everybody else. People that are close to God and His Word is ingrained in their heart and they got a prayer life and they're living a holiness life and they're not gossiping and troublemaking. They think different than everybody else. Praise God. Hallelujah. They're not on 10 different kind of nerve pills. Amen. I'm not saying you don't have to or whoever. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'm just a preacher that knows that God can do anything. Hallelujah. That's all I know. Hallelujah. All I know is by His stripes, you were healed at Calvary. I come to preach to you acceptable words. I come to preach faith into this church. Hey, man, you don't have to quit and be lost. Nobody's so far gone, hey, man, that you have to throw in the towel. And become a statistic and be lost. I come to speak pleasant words in your ears. I hope this lands on soil. Amen, where it's fertile. I hope you don't so hardened by the grief that life brings you that you can't let the Word of God, amen, settle in your spirit tonight. I hope you're not so bitter about the trials you've been through that you can't let the Word of God speak to you one more time. I hope you haven't grown so cold in your spirit thinking everybody's against you that you can't hear the Word of God one more time that says, if God be for you, if God be for you, who can be against you? Hallelujah. When Sennacherib came up against Jerusalem and Hezekiah, the Bible said Hezekiah set captains of war over the people and gathered them together to him in the street of the gate of the city. And he spake comfortably to them. Let me tell you something. If you know this Word of God, all you can do is speak comfortable. There's no sad stories if you live in the Word of God. I've been through trials, but I don't have no sad stories. Well, I feel like I hit a bump right there. Come on, I'm trying to speak truth to you. Is it really a sad story if God brings you through it? Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Do you really have to have a bad attitude about a fiery furnace if God brought you out of it? Come on, I'm going to preach a while. Do you really have to have a chip on your shoulder because of the den of lions, even after God brought you out? Well, I got PTSD from lions. You ought to have praise and what starts with T? Tambourines and shaking and dancing. Daddy brought you out. That's the PTSD you need. Come on, if you've been in it and God brought you out of it, you ought to have a different kind of PTSD. Well, hallelujah. Sharabaha. Yay, Lord. Yay, Lord. Hallelujah. He began to speak comfortably to them. I'm talking about when the enemy was on the outside of the wall. When the enemy was breathing down their neck, Hezekiah began to speak comfortably to them, saying, be strong. Hallelujah. I hope you're spiritually mature enough to take this. I hope you're not so beat down by life that the Word of God can still get to you. Hey, man, I'm telling you, when they were on the outside of the wall, when they were looking up at them and talking to them, saying, hey, don't listen to Hezekiah. Don't listen to that preacher preach faith to you. You know your days are numbered. I'm going to tell you, there's something on both sides of the wall trying to talk to people tonight. I feel it in the Holy Ghost. You're going to shut off one voice eventually. You're not going to allow two people to talk in your ear eventually. I feel like we're at a point of decision. I feel like Joshua saying, choose you this day who you're going to listen to. You're going to listen to what's on the outside or the Word of God that's going forth on the inside. Well, I feel the fear of God in this place right now. I'm trying to speak as comfortably as I can speak. You better learn how to shut the enemy off. Hallelujah. Because what was on the inside was the Word of God. He was saying, come on, be strong. Be courageous. Be not afraid. Praise God. You know what I'm preaching? Don't be afraid. You know what the mainstream news media's purpose is? To put fear in you. If you can't listen to it without laughing, turn them off. Hallelujah. Praise God. You can't fill your mind with we're going under. If you listen to it long enough, you'll believe it. We're going under. This country's going under. Everybody's, the dollar's going under. The this is going under. The blah, blah, the stock market's going under. Go get a gallon of milk and it'll ruin in 10 days. Praise God. You know, I'm trying to speak comfortably in this church. The Lord's coming back. It may be before I get done because I really didn't know how to end it. Praise God. It may be the Lord. But it may be 10,000 years from now. If I thought I knew, don't ever listen to anybody think they know. Somebody says they do know that they don't know. Because no man knows. But I want to tell you, God knows how to deal with droughts. If the stock market crashed and my credit card don't work tonight, I feel like I'll be all right. You know why? Because God is no respecter of persons. And if he said, Elijah, I want you to go down to that brook, and I want you to sit there, and I'm about to have a surprise come to you. About that time, God sent a raven with GPS coordinates. There's a gray-headed guy down by the brook, and he likes ribeyes, medium rare. He's diabetic, but he loves bread too. Give him some bread. Amen. And twice a day, in a drought, with a stock market at zero, with no credit cards, he still ate steak twice a day, ate bread, drank water, lived a good life. Got to be careful with that one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. That floor is loud, ain't it? Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to surprise people when they come. Thank you, G. Twice a day during a drought. Can you believe that? Stock market crashed. Praise God. The bank was shut down because of COVID. And he was still eating. Then the brook dried up. Amen. Do you think God's bank dried up? He said, no, there's a widow woman, Zarephath. I want you to go over there and tell her to make you a couple cakes. And hallelujah. You've been eating too much red meat. It's not good for your liver. I'm going to put you on a bread diet for a while. You're going on a Daniel fast. Amen. Here he goes. God said, make me two cakes first. Well, come on, man of God. Don't you know we're in a drought? I only got enough to make just a little bit. And for me and my boy, we're just going to eat a little bit. Then we're just going to die and be lost together. No, but let me tell you a better way. Let me tell you about a God. See, he already had a testimony. See, I don't know what all happened, but I got a feeling in the process of convincing this woman to let me have the last cake in your barrel of meal. He said, I don't know what you've been eating for the last year or whatever it was, but I've been eating ribeyes. And God told me to come up here and for you to make me a cake, and you're going to be blessed because of it. If God be for us, what happened? She bought into the message. Everybody in town was saying, we're about to die. Sennacherib was hollering, hey, you're about to die. Everybody was saying, you can't do that. But she got faith in her spirit. Made the man of God two cakes, I believe is what it was. I don't have it in my notes. I'm just rambling. Made him some cakes. And he ate it. She goes back to her meal. All of a sudden, there's some more in there. And she goes back to the cruise oil, and all of a sudden, there's some more in there. Amen. And everybody else is running out. The people that are obeying the word of God. If God be for us, if God be for us, if God be for us, hallelujah, hallelujah. Man, and some people think, well, I can't afford to pay my tithes. Let me tell you something. You can't afford not to pay your tithes. You can't afford not to pay an offering. Last thing you want is for God to shut up the windows of heaven on your life. You want God's favor on your life. And the quickest way to mess it up is to shut the meal barrel. Shut up the cruise oil and say, we're in a drought. I I'm on a fixed income or whatever. People got, we got all kinds of reasons why. I want to tell you, this word is so true. Hey, amen. I pray every day, God, I want you to bless every family. I want you to pour out blessings upon them. But I'm going to tell you, my prayer cannot go past His word. If you think my prayer and your prayer can go past that word, you're all mixed up. He said, give to me and I'll give to you good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. I'm telling you, God's been good to me. Hallelujah. But I've been good to Him too. Hallelujah. I've been faithful to Him. My wife paid my tithes when I didn't want to pay my tithes. And I thought, man, that guy's got 2,000 members and drives a Jaguar. And I'm trying to pay the electric bill. My wife would pay. I don't know why I'm hung up on this. My wife would pay the tithes. I thought, my Lord, I don't see how we're going to make it. But you know what? Somehow, you'd go back to the barrel. Go back to the cruise. There'd be sustenance in it. You can't outgive God. You can't outfaith God. You can't outbelieve God. He's faithful. He's good. He's true. He's right. Hallelujah. Man, this is what I come to preach about. Amen. Hezekiah said, when everything was against them, Hezekiah said, come on, be strong, be courageous. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed for the king of Assyria, nor for all the multitude that is with him. There were so many that if that was their focus, it would have just struck fear in their heart. You've ever had so many problems in life that you wanted to just look somewhere else? Amen. Just to not focus on life or whatever it was. Amen. This is what Israel was facing. They were facing an army that was a multitude. Amen. He said, but this is what Hezekiah said to them. He said, don't be dismayed about the multitude, for there be more with us than with him. What are you talking about? You got more people? No, hang on. He said, for with him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. The people rested when they heard the words of Hezekiah when he said, all they've got is people. The strength of people. But we've got God. See, they couldn't see it. I'm not going to preach much longer. I keep looking at my clock because somebody took my other clock. I'm not going to preach much longer, but this is what I come to preach about. They could not see who was for them. All they could really see was what was against them. And it took a preacher to preach to them that there's a whole lot more for you than that is against you. See, the enemy wants to magnify what is against you. But I've got one job today, is to magnify what is for you. If I can get somebody's eyes to open. Come on in. It ain't just us. This has been happening for a long time. Elisha's in his tent. Gehazi's there with him and all the armies. I think it might have been the same guy. Is it Sennacherib again? Or it's Assyrian, right? Comes against Elisha. And Elisha's sitting there, if you'll let me tell it my way. And he's got him a coffee. And he's in the rocking chair and he's rocking. And he's reading the Bible. And Gehazi's pacing the floor, scared to death, because he's looking out the tent and he sees all the armies that are come against just him and Elisha. And he sees all the armies, the multitudes coming against them. And Elisha, I guess he looks at him and like, my Lord, I guess he can't see what I can see. So he says, God, just like Hezekiah said, God, open my servant's eyes where he can see who is for us. About that time, the spiritual eyes of Gehazi began to open. And the Bible said he could see the mountains were full of horses and chariots of fire. I come to take the fear out of somebody. I believe somebody walked in thinking you're all alone. My Lord, you have... I couldn't tell you how much horsepower you got going for you right now. But when you're... You know what? It's almost like you got to have a Holy Ghost breakthrough before this can happen. Because the flesh will never see who's really for it. All it sees is what's against it. The carnal mind is enmity against God. It's blinded. It cannot compute. It cannot see. It cannot fathom the things of God. But when you get a Holy Ghost breakthrough, all of a sudden something begins to churn in your spirit. And you realize there's a power much greater than me. There's a power. Hallelujah. Amen. If God be for us, can I get you to imagine the mountains full of the horses and chariots of fire for a moment? Close your eyes for a second. This is story hour now. I want you to imagine what Gehazi saw throughout the mountains. It's just rolling hills is what it is. And there was horses on every hill. Chariots of fire standing behind the enemy. Amen. Standing there protecting the people of God. Hallelujah. I want to tell you that same God. Come on, it's a 90-second sermon now. That same God was in the man Paul writing to the church in Rome saying, if God be for us, I feel sorry for anybody that would come against us. If that same God, come on, let's praise him. Come on, let's praise him. Let's praise him. Come on, let's praise him. All across this house, hallelujah, there's going to be an eye-opening experience happen. Come on. Korababa. Korababa. Yada-da-da-da-da. That same God. Come on, Daniel. Those same angels. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. I want everybody. We got room for everybody. Everybody's in trials. Come on, everybody's in life. Kobabaha. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is what the enemy tells people. You're all alone. You're by yourself in this one. No, you're going to have to. He'll say, no, there's no way you. And he magnifies everything that's against you. Well, you know, you did this, you did that. You know what? You can't forward this. You can't. You know. And he magnifies everything. I come to magnify everything that's on your side. I'm going to tell you, there's not a problem that could not be solved. I was saying faith. I feel faith tonight. I don't believe there's a sickness that God can't heal. I've been praying all day, and please forgive me. You know what I feel like depression is? It's when your focus gets off of what it should be onto what it should not be. I'm going to tell you, if I started focusing on everything that was against me, I'd probably be under a bridge tonight with a sign saying, give me another Coke Zero. If my mind had to deal with every devil in hell that tried to come against me. That's not my focus. It's not even my fight. It ain't my kingdom. It ain't your kingdom. It ain't your church. He said, upon this rock I'll build. He said, my church. Hallelujah. If I'd had time, I'd have gave them another title to end this sermon. The chariots are coming. They're coming. They're coming. Come on, don't live in fear. There's help on the way. Takes a spiritual recognition. That's why some people sit in doubt all their life, is their spiritual eyes are never opened to see what's for them. I'm praying, God, open the spiritual eyes of every person in this church tonight. Your problem is mighty small. When the chariots start coming. Harabakata. Come on, if you got a problem. Come on, if you got something you need God to fix. Get your mind off of it. Say, God, open my eyes. Open my eyes. Hurrah. We're about to have a Holy Ghost breakthrough. It may take a moment of repentance before we get there. It may take a few minutes of God, I'm sorry for looking the wrong direction. God, I'm sorry for doubting you. But I feel God's going to do something. I feel faith in this house. Yeah, Lord, yeah, Lord. Come on, he said, look unto me, all the earth. How much more the people of God? Come on, look unto him. Come on with faith. I believe God can heal broken hearts, broken bodies, broken minds, broken spirits. I believe God can break every chain. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Come on, I want somebody to pursue God right now. Come on, I'm trying to speak comfortable words to you. Come on, God is bigger than your problem. God is bigger than all your problems combined. He's not stressed out. Come on. Come on, your situation doesn't confuse him. Come on. All you got to do is get God on your side right now. Come on, get God to show up. Come on, pray with all your heart. Cry with all your heart. The Holy Ghost is going to come upon people. Spirit of God. 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 Come on. Come on, look unto him. Come on. We're not looking unto man. We're looking unto God. We're looking unto the author and the finisher of our faith. God, come on in Jesus' name. Come on, pray until the Holy Ghost comes upon you. Come on, if you're through praying, help somebody. It's breakthrough time. It's Holy Ghost breakthrough time.